now they would become something to be resisted. And the Jewish people are very stubborn. And the same person who is so stubborn that he will not observe the Torah, but if you don't give him the opportunity to observe the Torah, if you want to prevent it, so then he becomes stubborn the other way. Witness the Jews in Russia in our time, where a good case can be made that if the Russians would have only left them alone, they would have realized their ambition of complete assimilation and it all would have ended. But once they told them you can't be Jewish, so then there's a certain percentage that says, I'm going to show you I am going to be Jewish. You're not going to tell me I can't. And that's what happens here with the Greeks as well. The Greeks came south, they came into the country, and they began to exert a very heavy hand against the Jews. At first it was a question of money. They wanted the Jews to finance their war, to collect taxes for them. Then it became a question of supporting the occupation army in that country, of billeting them, putting them up in people's homes, etc., which always caused problems. And finally, the Greeks turned very nasty, and they were determined to crush the Jewish religion. And the reasons for that is because the Jews were not very nice to the Greeks when they discussed the Greek religion. The Jews openly mocked paganism. They were very contentious with the Greeks. They pointed out all of the fallacies of the beliefs of the Greek culture and religion to them. And that only it would not take long before it would not be hard to create a very strong anti-Semitic feeling among the Greeks. Now, the emperor of the northern kingdom, who is engaged in a war, it's a little like Iran and Iraq. Iraq bit off more than it could chew. He thought he was going to win the war, win it easily. Then the emperor of the northern kingdom thought that he was going to defeat the southern kingdom easily. And the war schlepped 8, 10, 12 years, didn't show a sign of ending. In order to unite his country, in order to keep everybody together and happy, he needed a scapegoat. And the scapegoat for the problem of why he didn't win the war, or why it was taking so long, etc., became the Jews. And the reason why the Jews is because the Jews had the Torah, and they had these beliefs, and they were really against the Greeks. And therefore, the Greeks began to pass very oppressive laws. First of all, they took the statue of Zeus and mounted it in the temple courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, which was a... I don't know what greater sacrilege could occur than to take the statue of the god Zeus and put it up in the Beis HaMikdash. Secondly, the Greeks built at the northwest corner of the temple, they built a very large fortress, the foundation stones of which today can still be seen. If you go up the coast of Maravi all the way to the north, to the end, where it runs into the Christian Quarter, into the Via Dolorosa, there's an excavation by the archaeologists which reveals the foundation stones of this fortress. It was called the Fortress of Antonius, or Antonia. And this fortress was built to overlook the temple, and to overlook the entire area of the Temple Mountain. And he who controlled the fortress controlled the temple.